Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law.
18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Chris Evers, before we jump back into some of the categories you have identified in your book, I want to ask the general question of why we see so many different shapes. I mean, all over the world, it must be hundreds of different type of craft that have been described by witnesses all over the globe. Why so many different kinds?
Well, that's quite an interesting question. It's, as I mentioned previously, we tend to view things with the technology that we have available to us at the time. And that doesn't mean, though, that these different shapes that are witnessed are technology. Some could be, you know, misconceptions of secret government programs, aircraft flying around. You know, we know that in the mid-1950s, for example, the U-2 was around and flying around, you know, and this was developed, and the Pentagon used the UFO excuse to explain away these sightings of the U-2 while it was being perfected. You know, we've had many, many different shapes over the years, you know, chevron shapes, cigar shapes, circle, cone, cross, cylinder, delta, diamond, disc, egg, fireball shapes, flashes of light, different formations of aircraft or unknown flying objects, shall we call them, you know, and oval shapes, rectangle. We've had a myriad of different shapes over the years, but I think some of them depend as well on the individual. For example, do people who are religious see more cross-shaped sightings than anything else? Well, there's no actual evidence to suggest that that is true, but these shapes are still being seen. For example, you know, if we look at Newfork, for example, we do know that I looked at some information that they put together in their so many years of existence. I think it was something like 40 or 47 years of their existence at Newfork, which is a national UFO reporting center over there in the US. And now remember, this is only one organization You know, in all that time period, they'd had 471 different shaped cross shaped sightings. Yeah, sorry, different cross shaped sightings. 36 delta shapes, 2,045. You know, diamond shaped craft had been seen. Now, this is only a list that I've got up until November of 2022. This may have increased. You know, these sightings have gone on for millennia, George. You know, and at the end of the day, in the total existence of the 47 years that New Fork had existed, and remember, this is up to November 2022, that had 142,333 different shapes sightings reported to them. Now, this is only one organization in America. Of course, you've got MUFON. Over here, we've got the British UFO Research Association, which, in all honesty, it really is a shadow of its former self. When we have other organisations which are as popular or well known about who are doing their own recordings of different shape sightings. So we've had literally thousands and thousands of different shape sightings for many, many years. And as I say, I think some of the sightings that people witness come down to their own beliefs as well.
Oh, I'm sure. But also, I don't know if you would agree with this, but sometimes it seems like these things appear to us on Earth at just outside the known realm of our technology at the time. We have cigars and these big blimp-looking things in the 1890s, just ahead by a couple of years of when we could build similar craft. You have these triangles seen in the 80s, just a year or two ahead of when we actually could fly these triangular craft like the B-1 or Stealth Fighter. Coincidence?
It's absolutely amazing, and I completely agree with what you've just said. But we have to remember as well that these sightings that people have witnessed, I mean, the Montgolfier brothers from France didn't perfect, you know, the hot air balloon until I think it was the 1770s, was it? Round about that time period. So, you know, what explanation do we have for these, you know, for example, the attempted execution of the priest in 1200, 1100 Japan. You know, how come they saw something that was the same shape as, you know, a hot air balloon was a couple of hundred years later? Also, again, we've got the Tic Tacs, which to me, they're a modern version of the cigar-shaped object. For example, you know, the large Zeppelin-type crafts that were witnessed in New Zealand, Australia, Europe, Great Britain, and America in the latter part of the 1800s.
Yeah, we should point out in your chapter on the cigar shapes that they didn't go away at the end of the 1800s. They've been seen throughout the 20th century, and I don't know about the 21st, but, you know, used to people would see those and think of them, well, that looks like that could actually be an interstellar craft, a mothership that would carry a bunch of these smaller ones and let them loose and fly around.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, well, you know, along with these types of shapes as well that we've just talked about, like the hot air balloon or, you know, the tic-tac air shape or the cigar shape, we've also got other larger craft as well. We have a case from Conyers, I believe it is in Georgia, of a large square or oblong shaped craft, no wings apparently on it. It is a photograph of it in the book, and you know, this was taken, I think, and I'll get these two dates incorrect because there's another similar one which I'll explain in a moment. I think this one was 2019, this one in Conyers in Georgia, or it was 2022. As I say, I get these two dates mixed up. We also have a very similar craft taken 3 years later, over the English Channel, looking exactly the same. So why is the same craft being seen in Conyers in Georgia, then seen again in the over the English Channel? You know, which is the body of water that, of course, that runs between Britain and France. You know, these craft have not gone away; they're still there, and they are still there. We've had egg shapes. You know, Lonnie Zamora's craft was an egg-shaped craft. You know, so. These are very, very much similar, again, to the Tic Tacs that were seen you know, with his famous Nimitz encounter in 2004. So these craft have not gone away. They come round. It's like a cycle of events that keep on repeating themselves.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You wonder if, there's some space alien, if that's what these things are, from other planets. There's a Ford plant and a Chevy plant and a Toyota plant, and they're all cranking out different models of the same thing. Or you wonder if they're appearing to us, we see what we want to see, and they actually can change their shapes. I mean, that's one of the categories you have, is shape-shifting and shape-changing UFOs, right?
That's correct, yeah. They do appear to change shape. You know, why did I just see a pinprick of light moving across the sky? Then, it was my second encounter that I had in the mid-1990s. We run a UFO group in the Kingston-upon-Hull area back then, and myself and a young lady by the name of Amanda Gibson and my friend by the name of Jason Lewis, we decided to do a sky watch. So we thought, right, where can we go? So we went down to the banks of the River Humber. It's not actually a river, it's a large estuary where the Humber Bridge goes across it. And there's an aerospace factory there at the village of Brough, B-R-O-U-G-H, which is on North Humber side, or back in East Yorkshire as it's known now. And we decided to go down there. We set up one evening. And we took all the gear, you know, that was available back in the 1990s. You know, video cameras, sound recording equipment, still cameras, et cetera, et cetera. We got there around about 10 o'clock in the evening, just about half an hour or so after it had got dark. And we stood there, nothing, so nothing whatsoever. So we thought, right, we've been there about an hour and a half. So we thought, right, let's move, let's go somewhere else. Let's go up into the hills above the city. So we just packed everything away, and we're just about to leave when, lo and behold, we saw what we can only describe as an orb of light, which came down the opposite bank of the river, down a hill. It flew out across the river till it travelled about a third of the way across the river, and I carried on watching it go to my right. Now, I watched it go into the right, and it got down to a place which is called Reed's Island, which is actually, it's only a mud bank, but the grey sheep on there and deer are said to live on there and so on and so forth. And it blinked out and disappeared. And I turned to my two friends and I said, oh, look, it's gone. And they said, no, it hasn't. It's going under the Humber Bridge, which was to my left. So it had come down the opposite hill, flew out a third way across the river, split into two, and gone in two separate directions. Why did it split into two and go in two separate directions? Why did I see an orb of light and not a pink prick of light I'd actually seen in my first encounter back in 1974? Why do people all see different shaped things? And it's one of those questions, George, that I'm sure if we had the answer to, we would have an answer to what this phenomena is that we're witnessing, and that is still being witnessed daily around the world.
Let me throw this one at you. So there's this ranch in Utah, Skinwalker, that I've talked about before in this program and written about, and there was an incident during the OSAP program where multiple intelligence officers are on the property. They see an object. There are four guys standing next to each other looking at these IR through an IR lens at this object.
Mm-hmm.
And all four of them saw the same object, but all four of them saw a different shape. So it makes you wonder if there's a psychological aspect to this, that it can change the perception of individual people, individual witnesses.
Now, I'll throw this back at you. When I saw my spot of light, shall I call it, back in 1974, how come it disappeared when I shouted UFO to my friends? It was like it heard me. It was like it interacted with my thoughts or my intelligence. You know, I'm not admitting to having an intelligence, by the way, George. Just kind of make it up as I go along. No, but, you know, it's at the end of the day, I feel that they somehow can send a signal or a message into the workings of our own brains that it does affect what we see. And I think that is quite evident in the many, many different shapes that have been witnessed over the millennia.
Well, let me throw another one at you then. There's a friend and colleague of mine named Dr. Colm Kelleher who's looked at this angle. Mm-hmm. He calls it, I think the term is bidirectional mimicry. So he suspects that they, whoever they are, mirror us, and then we mirror them. They sort of inspire us to build craft that looks similar to what they're flying around. It's meant to be, hey, here's what we can do. Can you do this? And eventually we catch up to something like that. And then they mimic and duplicate what we do. Have you ever heard that?
I've actually read that once before. Yeah, it's quite an interesting thought in that they appear to be somehow or in some way helping us to develop our own technologies. You know, it's quite a fascinating thought that there is that kind of interaction with the visitors, as I'll call them, you know, that we get. It's a fascinating thought. It tends to lead people to say that the Earth is some kind of planet where it's like a zoo, you know, where we're being kind of force-fed by the keepers of this zoo, and we're being taught in some way, shape, or form to advance ourselves, you know. But it's a completely fascinating thought, really, George.
And just as you have documented, you know, maybe hundreds of different variations of these craft, if that is what they are, it's not really covered in your book, but I know you've delved into this in your research over so many years. But there are also a lot of different kinds of creatures, beings that are associated with these craft that are seen in the sky, things that land and then they pop out, or encounters, close encounters that people have. That these beings, whatever they are, wherever they're from, look different to different people. And there's just hundreds of different types of them that have been reported over the years.
Absolutely, yes. We've had as many different shaped beings as we've had shaped craft. You know, we've had Nordics, we've had Brays, we've had reptilian-like. You name the description of the creatures, you know, we've had them for millennia. I don't really go into that in the book, though, George, so it's not something that I'd really like to go into deep with until I did a bit more research in that myself.
Sure, understood. So, the cigars, let's go back to that for a moment. We've been seeing them at least since the 1890s, maybe longer. Can you recall the most recent, other than the Tic Tac, is there other cigar-shaped craft that have been reported?
I do not know anything other than the Tic Tacs which have been reported, but I'm sure, I think, or was it? No, Fravor was the Tic Tacs, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't say anything straight off the top of my head. That comes to mind straight away, George, that would say that these kind of shapes are being reported today.
All right.
You know, things do go around. I mean, we have reports from the 1950s of what some said were a tic-tac shaped or a cigar shaped craft over a football ground in Italy. I believe it was in 1952. This is the famous case. I know that Robert Pinotti has mentioned this. He's talked about this. You know, it was a famous case of a football game, a soccer game, between teams in Florence. And there were actually 10,000 witnesses in the stands watching this craft, or these series of craft, flying across this football ground. Now, while this was going on, these craft are supposed to have dropped angel air into the grounds, which was collected and taken away for analysis at the university in Florence. You know, but that kind of sighting is, again, an historical sighting. And basically, these craft are still being seen today. It's not just in the 1890s. You know, they've been seen in the 1950s. We know that Newfork has documented these shapes over its existence. You know, no doubt MUFON. I mean, Earl Grey Anderson of MUFON has basically mentioned to me that these kind of things are still going on. And, you know, it's a fascinating subject indeed that we need to get an answer to. And we need the Pentagon to open up and stop. I mean, the problem with the Pentagon, which I was going to mention earlier before the break, is that we're asking the police, as it were, to police themselves and provide the evidence to prove that they've lied.
Yeah. We investigated ourselves and we're completely innocent and found no wrongdoing. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Space.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.